Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As we hit the guest line right now and talk a little NFL with John McClaney, joins us, a Houston Chronicle. Hey, John, Mark Malus is Taz. Taz and the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
My pleasure, guys. How are you?
We're doing well, John, and NFL season right around the corner, which is exciting. Let's start with the team that's close to where you work, and that is the Texans. The expectations this year, I mean, with Watson coming back off the torn ACL and what he showed last year at quarterback, the expectations this year for Houston have got to be through the roof, no?
They are through the roof, and it's mainly because Watson's back, but also they had 23 players on injured reserve last year, including 13 starters, and in my 40 years of covering the NFL, I can't say that I've seen that. Could have happened, but they would, if they could just keep Watson healthy, they could lose other players. But he was so spectacular, on a pace for 43 touchdown passes and 6 rushing when he went down in practice after a game at Seattle. So if they started against New England Sunday, there's nothing that he can't do. People here are really pumped.
Yeah, he's a special player for sure, John. There's no doubt with Deshaun. Hey, so let's talk a little bit, John, about J.J. Watt. You know, he's only played in 8 games, right, in the past 2 seasons due to injuries, speaking of injuries. And, you know, apparently he feels great right into the season. I mean, so what can we reasonably expect here from J.J. this season?
Last year he was coming off his second back operation, and he suffered a broken leg in the 5th game. And everything they've done with him is designed to have him ready for the Patriot game. We asked him yesterday if he was sure he would be able to play in that game, and he said no doubt. And what everybody wants to know, and nobody does, including Watt, is can he regain the form that he showed when he tied Lawrence Taylor's and only 3-time winners of the NFL Defensive Player of the Year award. And the only good thing about the last 2 seasons, when he's been limited to that number of games, is his body has not been taking a pounding as it did before, when he would get doubled and triple teamed and blockers would try everything to neutralize him. So he's fired up too, like all their players that are back from injuries. But this time last year, they were healthy too.
John, as we, you know, been a big talking point, the new helmet rule in the National Football League. What is your take? Do you like where the NFL, and we all know it's about player safety, but what about the confusion and guys basically being bothered by not really totally understanding the new helmet rule?
I don't want to sound like a dinosaur since I've been covering the league for 40 years, and I'm not going to say trying to legislate safety is not good, but there's so much confusion. There should not be confusion. And that rule says you cannot initiate contact with a helmet on any part of the body, not just helmet to helmet, but anywhere. And I guess they have to learn to tackle like in rugby, where they don't wear pads and they still bring people down. But so much pressure is put on officials. You know, they struggle to get calls right sometimes anyway. And now the rule book just keeps growing and growing. And I feel bad for the officials. I feel bad for the players. I know Bill O'Brien talks to his players about it every day. They show videos. They do everything they can to prepare them. But it's a contact game. It's inevitable that your helmet is going to hit somebody, and it's going to cause problems. And you hope it doesn't cause the kind of problems that could affect the playoffs.
Yeah, I agree with that, John, for sure. So you're in Houston, right? You're attending the joint practices, right, with the Texans and Niners. And so Moose and I here, we were talking earlier about joint practices. So I want to get your take. You've attended them. So do you think it's a good idea? We're kind of on 2 different sides of the fence, John, Moose and I. Do you think it's a good idea still to hold these joint practices given the risk of injury? And also, just maybe teams, you know, because of all the video that's being used now and everything's filmed and taped at game at practices. I don't know. I'm kind of like, I feel like, yeah, I don't want you to see behind the curtain type thing. You know what I mean? What's your thoughts on this?
Taz, Bill O'Brien loves joint practices, says they're better than preseason games. He wouldn't mind if they reduced preseason games for more joint practices because the coaches can control them. He was with the Patriots last year. They got the Niners this year. Since O'Brien came here in 2014, they've had joint practices with teams every year. They've lost players for the season during those joint practices, but you know, the quarterbacks can't get hit, but they can get in a lot of good work. And the best thing about him is not 11-on-11 to me, is the individual drills, watching J.J. Watt go against Joe Staley, watching Whitney Merciless go against the offensive linemen, and then receivers against DBs. Inevitably, somebody will get hurt.
Right.
But, you know, as Deshaun Watson showed last year, you can just toss a football 10 yards and still blow out your ACL in practice.
Which is crazy when you think about it. And we're talking to John McClain, been covering the National Football League 40 years, Houston Chronicle, joining Taz myself on this Wednesday morning. John, I want to go out to Oakland and get your thoughts on, I'll just ask a general flat question and answer it however way you think. Do you think Gruden, second go-around in Oakland with that Raiders franchise, do you think it works?
I think it works, but not right away. I mean, John's been on top of the game. You know, he's been behind the scenes. He's seen how the sausage is made when he goes in to visit teams as the Monday night analyst. He sees things that they never thought they'd have to face him across the football field. I think Reggie McKenzie's done a really good job with personnel. They got the financial issue with Khalil Mack. The key for Gruden is, what is he going to do with Derek Carr? You know, when John was at Oakland, he had Rich Gannon. They went to the Super Bowl. But when he was in Tampa, he went through quarterbacks like Sox, won his Super Bowl with Brad Johnson. So he's got Derek Carr. There's nobody else. And those two, he have got to be able to have a good relationship so it will transition from the meeting rooms onto the field. And I'm guessing John will, because John always sounded like a genius quarterback coach before the draft in that trailer where he would instruct them. But I think it's going to be fascinating to watch him.
Hey, so John, Dez Bryant, right? So as you know, reports are that he's visiting the Browns later today, the Cleveland Browns. So I want to get your thoughts on Dez Bryant. Do you think he's got anything left to offer a team like the Browns at this stage in his career? You think it's a good idea maybe, or a good fit for Dez with the Browns?
Browns need receivers. They've got Josh Gordon still out.
Right.
Nobody really knows what for. They traded Corey Coleman, who's been a huge bust. It's the perfect spot. I don't know what Dez Bryant said. He's going to start taking visits. He acts like people are knocking down his door. And the Cowboys got rid of him for a reason. He's not as good as he used to be. But for a team that needs a receiver, yes. The problem is, what if he signs with a team and they don't want him to start? Can he handle coming off the bench for the first time? Would he be disruptive behind the scenes?
Right.
I think a young up-and-coming team like the Browns with a lot of talent, that's a good spot for him.
You know, John, I'm curious, thinking of the Dallas Cowboys down there and where they are as an organization right now. What about as I'm sure Jerry doesn't love the fact of how good Houston potentially could be this year. They've got their quarterback. They've got their running back. They're not dealing with the distraction of Elliott this year. The defense is still an issue. What about your thoughts on what the Cowboys are going to be here in 2018?
Cowboys finished 9-7 with Zeke Elliott missing six games. I believe Elliott and Saquon Barkley will compete for the rushing title because Dallas has the best offensive line. I think Elliott will lead the league for the second time in his three seasons. And I think they're going to the playoffs. I think Rod Marinelli's got a good defense. They got a couple players back, including we're going to get to see Randy Gregory. It's been so long since he's played because of off-the-field issues. You almost forget he was a second-round pick who's supposed to be able to rush the passer. So I think the Cowboys and the Eagles are both going to make the playoffs from that division.
What about to Lambeau Field and Aaron Rodgers? And Aaron got a little bit of gruff for him being critical of his rookie wide receivers. I'm sure a little frustration, no Jordy Nelson anymore, quarterback coach gone. What about the criticism that Aaron Rodgers had for his receivers and where Green Bay you think ends up this year?
We haven't seen Rodgers do that, and I'm sure he wouldn't do it for veterans. He's doing it trying to make a point. Maybe we will see him be a little more outspoken when it comes to his teammates, but I think that maybe he's trying to flex his muscles, show a little leadership vocally instead of just behind the scenes. It was very un-Aaron Rodgers-like. Packers, of course, will compete with the Vikings for the division, but based on the Vikings' defense, and Cook coming back, and they got receivers. The offensive line's good enough. The key is, can Kirk Cousins earn that money? I still think Mike Zimmer, who doesn't have the eye issues that he had last year with so many surgeries, I think Minnesota's the favorite, and the Packers are going to be chasing the Vikings instead of vice versa.
And, John, you would be the great guy to ask, what about all these teams that have these young quarterbacks, Darnold, Rosen, Mayfield? You saw Carr start initially down there in Houston. What do you think the proper protocol is in terms of a young rookie quarterback?
They're drafted high in the first round for a reason. I believe Sam Darnold will be the first to start. I believe even though Tyrod Taylor made the playoffs last year, was 5-5 in his first game, it's inevitable that the first pick overall is going to start. Baker Mayfield looked good. Josh Allen is going against A.J. McCarron, who hadn't played that much. So I think we're going to see all of them. And then Josh Rosen playing behind Sam Bradford. As you guys know, Bradford's played well. He just can't stay healthy.
No. Right, right.
Whenever Bradford gets hurt, we'll get to see Josh Allen.
Josh Rosen, there you go, out in Arizona.
Josh Rosen. Yeah,
you got it. Hey, John, we appreciate the time this morning. We really do. We love reading you in the Chronicle, and we'll do it again real soon, all right?
Thanks, buddy.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.